on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and going right back to the front lines of history in the making, going right to the phone lines. In order, gentlemen and ladies, East Side Dave, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hello, I appreciated how you opened your show about things of feminist concern. And the one thing I want to comment about that, two quick comments, Matt, but the main one is that I just feel like a freak sometimes because I care about women, their bodies, what they go through. And the other thing is that I strongly would like to recommend a magazine. I told your replacement guy yesterday about this, but it's a great feminist magazine, highly recommended, published quarterly in Australia. It's on the pricey side, but you could probably get it rented.
What's the name of it, Dave? What's the name of it?
Oh, it's Womankind, one word.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that recommendation, and I share your concerns, and that's why we spent so much time in the first hour talking about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I think that we'll have a lot more to say about it and get a lot more calls, but that's excellent comments. Thank you for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, good morning. It's funny on the right to privacy how the Supreme Court ignores the Fourth Amendment, the right to be secure in our persons, and also the Ninth Amendment, how we have rights that aren't enumerated in the Constitution. You certainly can assume from that they intended a right to privacy because the government shouldn't be able to come in and observe our private lives and open them up to, you know, government regulation. That it's pretty disgusting. These Republicans have kind of adopted a rejection of the Enlightenment, sort of like a lot of Confederate thought, you know, thinkers were prior to the, you know, and during the Civil War, that they, you know, they thought that the guiding principles that were set up, you know, the Enlightenment ideas were set up in the Declaration of Independence, were not valid reasons for the Revolution. They were just, you know, excuses, and we just needed to reject that kind of thinking, and that we're better off if we're kind of led by, you know, the kingly people that, you know, they supposedly are God's anointed, and getting to God's anointed. This guy, the coach out in Washington State, I think, that for the public prayer, I mean, that's a violation of how Jesus taught us to pray in the Bible. Since we're supposed to do that in private, we're not supposed to be a hypocrite and do it in public, make sure everybody's seeing us, and that's...
No, you're actually right, that, I mean, and Mark just made a profound statement. The Constitution, by its terms, if there aren't some rights or duties enumerated, the rest are reserved either to the states or to individuals. That's why you have a right to privacy. That's the difference between us and a communist or a mafia-type country, and it just is. And the fact that somehow the government now begins, and not only that, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court, is all they're doing is leaving it to the states. But take a look at the states. They have gerrymandered legislatures. The gerrymandered legislature is not a legitimate legislature, simply not a legitimate legislature. And you have some real yahoos there who like to stick their nose in people's private business, especially sexually. And, you know, I mean, it's none of their business. It's none of their business. Okay, I want to get to Ukraine, and I want to give you an update. I'll give you an overview. Putin is a genocidal sadist. The CIA has apparently come to the conclusion, there are some preliminary reports, that there may be an assassination plot against him or a replacement plot, and it's going to depend on whether or not the war for him continues to fail. These people who would replace him or kill him are not good people. They're just as sadistic and genocidal as he is. But They only care about success. And we have sent to Ukraine some missile systems that are wreaking havoc on the Russian troops. Now, in retaliation for the G7 meeting and the upcoming NATO meeting, Putin launched a missile attack on a shopping mall, a crowded shopping mall. Think in Milwaukee, you'd have something like Bayshore or something of that nature. He killed there at least 15 dead and 45 wounded, but there were hundreds there. It could be a lot more. It could be a lot more. 60 missiles rained down on Ukraine from Russia over the weekend. Now, look, Ukraine is a European country. Why is another European country being permitted to do this? Because they have nuclear weapons. That's the reason. But at some point, we have no soul if we are continuing to enable it by silence. I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad to see Biden is now going to be getting Ukraine's very sophisticated air defense systems that can warn and ward off these missiles. The sooner it gets there, the better. Should have gotten there 2 months ago. Problem there, of course, was people like the Republican Party leadership and Tucker Carlson and people of that ilk who stabbed Biden from behind, and France and Germany. He had to bring them over. We've given them high mobility rocket systems. They have 40-mile range. My message to Joe Biden, Joe, we have 300-mile range missiles. Get them those immediately. NATO is now going from 40,000 to 300,000, 300,000 rapid defense force, a lot of them in the Baltic countries. Putin is going to travel to Tajikistan and Turkmenistan, hoping to get some cheers. I don't know how many cheers he's going to get in these places. Genocidal sadist that he is. I think we should do everything in our power. I'm sure the CIA is to undermine that trip, whip up opposition. Russian puppets, you know, they go into the Donbass and some of these places like Mariupol, and they put in puppets, a puppet mayor and all that. They're being assassinated now. That's how awful it's getting over there. The G7 has come up with a thing to cut revenues to Russia. They're going to cap the price for Russian oil. They're going to say, we're only going to pay X. I have a better idea, because India and China are still buying Russian oil. I would say to India and China, you buy more Russian oil, we're going to stop immigration to this country from India and China, mainland China, not Taiwan. Okay? Your folks like coming here, they ain't coming here anymore. You come correct with some respect. Further retaliation, Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, is now going to trial on Friday on a 10-year felony, and I got news for you. Guess how many people get acquitted in Russian trials? Less than 1%. She brought in vape cartridges with cannabis oil. So what? She was playing basketball in a Russian league. She's playing basketball in a Russian league. We go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
It's okay to go back to your first subject today, because this one just is like, I'm steaming. This is a heinous crime perpetrated against women. You know, it's effectively targeting a particular group of American citizens. And, you know, those Supreme Court justices, you know, they're iffy anyway of how they got in. And also, you know, we're also victims of the worst crime of the century, the attack on January 6th. Now, the fact that one of the Supreme Court justices' wives have been implicated in this crime, and concerns about his judgment and others' judgments who were put through on, you know, getting rid of the filibuster, this court to me isn't even a court, and their judgments to me are really quite illegal. It's almost like an attack on us, on America from the inside, just like the attack on January 6th. And as we are getting more and more information, the court decides now to throw another chaos and another attack on America, and it's women. I mean, I don't know how more sick we can be in our country. And I have to quick make a comment. If anybody really and truly in Wisconsin needs to know about the bad Judge Gableman, in my opinion, that's my opinion, personal biased opinion, you know, you have to go in on that Wisconsin WISN 12 News, and you can see the recent hearing of Gableman answering questions on his role or what he did while working with our taxpayer money, didn't take notes, didn't have a computer, utilized a public library computer. It is the most outrageous thing that I've ever seen for somebody hired by the state of Wisconsin through Voss, and I hope everybody gets an opportunity to see something like this. Watch it and get sick, because nobody should be allowed to spend taxpayer money without any accountability. So they're all criminals, and people need to really think about this, because there's crimes daily being committed against American people in our, you know, in our state and in our country. So I didn't mean to go on and on, but thank you, Matt, for the time.
Jean, thanks for calling in. I'm being forced to a break. As always, I love hearing you. Those are profound statements, both on Roe v. Wade overturning and on Gableman. I'm going to hit those, and I'm going to respond to Jean right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.